Who is the God of the Bible? This is such a challenging question. Historically speaking, there is the rich but complex history of the biblical revelation itself, its myriad books and concepts and images for God. Traditionally, theologians and scripture scholars alike labor to identify themes of unity present within the multiple folds of scripture. God is good. God is merciful and just. But God is also everywhere, omnipotent. He who is. A God who is one and unique. We could go on elaborating the classical divine attributes, but this brings us immediately to the shores of philosophy. How to think about the God of the scriptures also as the God of the philosophers, the God who is the author of existence and of the natures and laws of created things. Theologians traditionally make use of both scripture and the classical philosophical heritage when they speak of the God of the Bible. At the same time, many features of this traditional account of God are contested in light of modern philosophy or in light of modern scripture studies or the new alliances that are forged between the two. So, how should philosophy, theology, and scriptural study come together in a unified way to speak rightly and well of God? The conference this weekend, Holy Scripture and Divine Attributes, is multidisciplinary with speakers from either more scriptural, philosophical, or theological backgrounds, but also each of whom is in contact closely with the surrounding disciplines. Their presentations are meant to give us clear examples of the integrative work of theology as it can best be done today, while also standing within the classical tradition. We hope then that their efforts will challenge us and inspire us to think more deeply and anew about the most central question of theology: who is the God of the Bible?